Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Good Wednesday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you have a good start. Good day. The sun came up.
How you doing, buddy?
The sun came up this morning.
Yep.
It's cloudy as it is.
Yep.
The boys back together again. Thanks for holding down the fort.
Absolutely.
Patton, John, Greg.
We missed you, man. Yeah. Welcome back.
I missed the Brewers offense, but anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know what? You going into it, Greg, you know, you did say, hey, obviously you want your Brewers to win, but if the Braves win, it's obviously good for us, good for business, you know, to have them keep playing in October. But it's tough, man. I trust me, last week I saw my team's season come to an end. Actually, my football team season came to an end a couple days later,
what,
too.
Mid-August?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, when they gather for training camp. Yeah. So, but this is why we love sports, man. The passion, you know, feeling great when they win, feeling lousy when they lose. But, hey, man, your team had a great season. And, you know, nothing to hang your head about, as I know you know, but you look at where the Atlanta Braves were. They just stumbled out of the gates, and then all the injuries, and then finally they got it together, and you just kind of knew this team was too talented not to, A, make the playoffs, B, make a run. So
yeah, Freddie Freeman. It's hard not to like Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
I mean, guy against Hader, you got best on best in that kind of situation.
What a moment. Yeah. I mean, what a moment for him. What a moment for that crowd in Atlanta to see their guy, their hero, you know, come up big in an all-important game like that. And, I mean, like you said, it's best on best, you know.
Well, and, you know, the good thing about it is, the only good thing about it is, all of the Braves fans stayed, so I got to leave and get ahead of the traffic.
Out of there.
Oh, I was back home by 11:30 last night.
Wow, wow.
It's from where I live, about a 3 hour. That's
yeah,
why
you were,
it's
yeah, you were
three,
saying that. It's
about
like
3:15, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. To get to Atlanta, Georgia, from where you live here in Tennessee,
the way it takes to play a baseball game. Built that stadium on this side of Atlanta and Marietta, it's just that whole – have you been to the Battery?
Yes.
That is just amazing what they've done down there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got there, hung out with Schmitty.
Schmitty!
2 days.
Yeah.
Too long.
Well, I know our guy in Franklin was looking for you, too. Did you catch up with him?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
No, we kept missing.
Okay.
Because
he called.
Yeah.
Patton, when did he call? Did he call yesterday or did he call Monday?
Yeah, he called Monday. He was driving up there on the way.
And he was looking for you.
Only two things irritates me about it. I mean, obviously, the game is the game, and I'm a fan. And yeah, of course, I go down there, and I wouldn't, you know. But, like, the game had been over maybe 3 minutes. And only one person called to rub it in, Vandy Clay.
Really?
Calls me. Like,
wow.
I don't think Freddie Freeman had even got to third base yet.
He hadn't even crossed home plate.
Yeah, yeah. And you know.
Pogie.
Yeah.
What about them Braves, Pogie?
And then, like, late in the game, I was standing in the concession line, and, you know, I just had my little Brewer shirt on and nothing, you know, chatting people. And that's Braves fans are, you know, they're not like a lot of fans. You know, they're I guess a lot of it, it's been sort of an ambivalent city over the years sports-wise anyway.
Sure, because there's so many transplants,
well,
you know.
Yeah, but they get,
kinda like Nashville,
they get behind it. And so anyway, I'm standing in line, and this young punk who was drunk starts giving me crap, you know, and I'm thinking – you know, and his buddy was sort of having to lean against him, against his buddy. And so I said, well, let me ask you something. Do you know where the Atlanta Braves were before they moved to Atlanta? And he goes, no. And I go, then you need to shut the
blank up. Wow.
Uh-huh. And then the guy that was with him was sort of, you know, apologizing and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the conversation Well, I said, well, I'm from Nashville. We carry, I know that's what it was. We carry the Braves. I like the Braves. You know, mm-hmm. I've said that all year long.
Yeah.
You know,
you've been consistent in saying that.
And it ends up, the guy that I was in line with, his brother is a redshirt freshman player at Tennessee Tech who's going to be playing at Nissan Stadiums against TSU.
Wow.
So now that guy, him and me are best friends.
Of course.
But anyway, but
yeah.
No, it was fun. I don't want to make it all about me, but I just put out a tweet. I look at I hate everybody that's still alive.
Me too.
Astros and Red Sox, cheater, pumpkin eaters.
Yeah.
I don't want
I am torn in that.
I'm not torn. I hope they both lose.
Me too.
My
only hope is I didn't mean to cut you off here, but welcome back, by the way.
Giants are still okay with me.
Giants
I don't
are
want
right.
the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, and
how about Mookie last night?
Well, and that's, I guess that's good because of Bueller as well.
Right. But I mean, I am torn. I mean, the two teams I probably, you know, sports hate the most in baseball, the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros. Yeah. I guess I got to root for the Astros to win and hopefully lose in the World Series. I guess that's what I have to do. I guess it's very slight lesser of two evils. I mean, I cannot stand the Astros. And obviously, being a Yankee fan, you know how I would naturally feel about the Boston Red Sox. So, that's going to be a tough one.
All of them are finished except last night. I actually was pretty cool. I listened to the Dodgers-Giants game on the way back home last night. So, with the Dodgers winning last night, sets up a game 5 tomorrow night, 8:07 on TBS. But the other series is set, and the American League Red Sox-Astros start Friday, and then Atlanta versus Giants-Dodgers will start Saturday. And it was fun. Good, that whole area. It was a good atmosphere, just a fun time, except for the results. But, I would be there again.
I'm glad you got to experience that. Yeah. I mean, for a sports fan, there's nothing better than seeing your team compete, you know, for a championship.
Well, and only 3.5 hours, 3.5 hours. So, okay, so my Brewers lose.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
And so I got home, you know, last night, and I just slept away from everybody. I didn't want to wake anybody up. And this morning, and my wife wakes me up. I'd set the – apparently, you know, you have a surge. Apparently, electricity goes out. And then my alarm was flashing when I got home.
Okay.
And I don't use my phone. So I had set the time – I remember setting it. It was 1 a.m. And I set it at 1:10. I always set it 10 minutes early. And so then I set the alarm – 7:15 p.m. So I still would be in bed. And the first thing I hear,
yes,
within 12 hours of my team being eliminated, our pool is gone, literally gone. Where I live is so much rock. I got one of those part under, part upper, and everything.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the ground underneath it had, I guess, basically just collapsed, and it all went, and there's like a hole in it about the length of this room.
So your pool is gone.
Gone. at least it's October, and I don't need it for a
kick a man when he's down.
And then so they happen in threes, right?
Yeah.
So I drove 48 miles coming in, 5 miles per hour this morning coming in, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Got rear-ended by them. But so that. But I mean, I go, I leave, and all hell breaks loose. The John Gruden stuff?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we touched on that yesterday. The general
Have you
and I
read
did.
Any of those?
No, I plan to. I don't know if I want to, but
everything that he gets, he deserves.
Yeah.
The
league and the Raiders as an organization, they cannot justify keeping this guy employed in the league. And like Patton and I were talking about yesterday, he's done. Now, thankfully for him, he's made a ton of money. He'll be fine, but you know, over his life and career, but he's done. No, he won't get a broadcasting job. He'll never coach in the NFL again, ever.
Tampa Bay took him down from their Ring of Honor.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah.
But the Titans, of course, I listened. It's sort of the timing. I left Sunday to go down Sunday night because of an early game Monday. Listened to that the entire way.
Mm-hmm.
News, offensive lineman Ty Sambrello has been placed on the reserve retired list. Reports out there that him and Keith Carter, the offensive line coach, didn't jee-haw. So he didn't like how he was being used or whatever, but yeah.
Well, it looked like he was going to be the starting right tackle. And then I know they activated Ray Duns on Sunday. He didn't play, I don't think, did he?
No.
But they may be trying to work him in. Who knows? Yeah, who knows what's going on behind the scenes there? But yeah, that was a bit of a shock to hear that he suddenly decided, you know what, I'm done, I'm out.
And yeah, so he had signed in 2020 last year, mm-hmm. as a free agent, played
a lot.
Yeah, obviously for
pretty
Taylor,
well too.
It left tackle for Taylor Lewan. Mm-hmm.
Did a nice job. Yeah,
so he's out. Brett Kern goes from being injured to on the COVID reserve list.
Man. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for bad luck, he'd have no luck at all.
And they're actually bringing back Dick Butkus. No, Avery Williamson.
Mike Singletary.
Yeah, Mike Singletary. Good old friend, Avery Williamson, reports are. I saw it in the Tennessean.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the 2014
Titans have yet to confirm. Yeah. I'm going to double check here.
It did. I looked on their Twitter.
Have they confirmed?
No, they have not.
Okay.
As far as I saw a few minutes ago.
Okay.
So, anyway, bringing back Avery Williamson, I guess Jayon Brown is on the short.
Right, he's
the
on
short
the yeah, aisle. Yeah, he's got a hamstring deal, and so
3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. I wasn't here yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still going to give him Patton's birthday was yesterday.
Dude, I'm so mad at him right now.
And you find
out
on Facebook.
We did an entire show yesterday, 2 hours. He did not mention once that it was his birthday. I go home. I got a million things to do. I'm checking Facebook, and I get the alert that yesterday was his birthday. Shame on you, General.
Well,
how could you not mention?
Happy birthday, but what up?
How could you not mention that, bro?
Well, I'm a person. I enjoy birthdays, but I'm not a private or a shy person. I just don't like putting. If you say happy birthday, I appreciate it. If you don't, I don't like mentioning it. But I from now
well,
on,
it's hard to say happy birthday when you don't know it's your birthday.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly, that is on me. I should have said something looking back, but I appreciate it. I had a good day yesterday. Went out to eat at Olive Garden with my mom and a few friends of mine and my girlfriend.
It was the endless breadsticks, wasn't it?
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I'm convinced they spray crack on those breadsticks, man. That's why they're so addicting. Well, happy belated birthday, man.
Thank you.
Jerk.
Well, nothing's changed.
Yeah, welcome back, Fogey.
Yeah.
Listen, for the Titans, and we've been talking about it, big step up in weight class, obviously, with the Buffalo Bills coming in on Monday night. I think right now the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the AFC, maybe the best team in all of football. And, I mean, you saw what they did to Kansas City Sunday night, right, Greg? I mean, you know.
No, I was back in the room, watched all of that.
This is going to be a major test for the Titans. Mm-hmm. And they are actually home underdogs in this game. What, 5.5?
Well, it opened at Bills 3.5, and it jumped up quickly to 5.5. So, early money.
You know what that tells me?
That's the pros right there. We'll have Brad Powers here in a minute.
That tells me the Sharps know that maybe Julio may not be available for this game. We'll see. You got an extra day
Julio,
to get rid of.
Who?
Yeah, Julio Jones. You heard of him?
Does he play for this team?
That's what they tell me. It's on the internet, so it has to be true.
His picture's on the stadium, allegedly.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Wait a minute. They put one of the big pictures of Julio out on the stadium?
Yeah, it's on the side of the it's on the outside.
Like the one who liked to do with it.
I think they photoshopped him in a Titans uniform and 2 seconds after the trade was finalized, somebody, that thing went up.
Somebody draw a caricature of him or what?
Yep. You can see the pencil eraser marks on there as well.
Yeah. But seriously, I mean, you know, they're back to practice today. I'll be out there. It'll be interesting to see who practices, what the early injury situation looks like, you know, because this is an all hands on deck when you're playing a team like the Buffalo Bills, who are kind of like on their revenge tour, right? They lost to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, went up there Sunday night, smacked them around. And, you know, we all remember Titans Taco Tuesday last year when the Titans blew out the Bills. And I'm sure that's first and foremost on their minds as well. So, going to be interesting. Going to be a big week for the Titans. They got to get healthy, and they got to play their best game on Monday, I think,
in order to
win.
Well, they're going to win the division by default anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I think – have they already clinched at least
just give it to
tie?
Them now.
Yeah, I mean
– That's the thing. No matter what happens, you're still probably looking at a division title in a home playoff game.
Yeah.
So
– 9-8.
Probably not a win.
9-8. 8-9 might do it.
You're right. 7-10 might do it, bro.
Yeah. Boy, and if you're Indy, how sick are you, man?
Yeah.
You had that game, what, 22-point lead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 19. They were up 22-3.
That's right. Outscott outscored 22 points.
Yeah, exactly. And but, they had a chance to win it at the end. Our guy Rodrigo, the former Georgia Bulldog, shanked it.
Kickers.
Yeah. Kicking has been horrible so far. The two things I've noticed so far about the young NFL season, guys. Kicking has been horrible. Officiating has been dreadful.
And I know it's a difficult game because of the just the size, and it's not a plodding. It's not plodding
anymore. No, it's not
anymore.
Like in the '80s or even the early to mid '90s or early 2000s where these guys are way more athletic. You got freaks out there like the kid up in Seattle, the receiver there, and it's just, I'm sure it's a tough game to officiate. Officials have a tough job. I understand that. But, man, some of the calls that are being made and not being made are egregious so far in the NFL.
Hockey tomorrow night. I know we'll talk more about it later, tomorrow especially, but hockey tomorrow night. The Kraken, actually, I got home, and that was still on.
I was watching a little bit of that game. They played well.
We went into overtime, I guess, right?
That traditional NHL rivalry, the Vegas Golden Knights and the Seattle Kraken. But that was cool that they opened up against the Golden Knights, right?
Right, the last two franchise expansions. So, anyway, I don't know. I got mixed emotions about there. I don't know what to, not mixed emotions. I guess, it is. I don't know what to think about the Predators this year. I can make a case for them. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to challenge for a cup. And I do believe they'll make the playoffs. They've got the second longest playoff streak in the NHL right now.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that.
Yeah, Pat and I were kicking that around the other day because it's kind of like last year. Is this a retooling year? Is it a rebuilding year? And last year looked like it was going to be a rebuilding year, but all of a sudden they went on that 8-game road trip. Remember that, guys, in the middle of the winter? And they just played outstanding hockey, and they got themselves right back in the mix and were able to make the playoffs. And, they took Carolina to 6 games and all that. I'm with you, Greg. I don't know what to make of the Preds. I'm really going to – I'll probably need, 10, 15, 20 games to kind of figure it out, guys have to step up this year. We mentioned the names, Johansson, Duchesne, in goal. It's obviously Juice's show now with Pekka retired. Who's going to be that one guy that we're not expecting to step up and start really contributing? That's going to be a major key for
Tolvanen
the Preds.
And right. Tomasino right. are the ones that you keep mentioning on those forward lines
right.
and everything. But defensively, they're still solid.
Yep.
And Fabro, although whatever happened at the end of last year where he couldn't get on the ice,
mm-hmm.
But he'll be back.
He's the guy I probably got my eye on the most out of the defensive pairings is Fabro, right?
Yeah. So
because Yossi's solid, Ekholm's solid. I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, if they're out of it by the trade deadline, you got to see what you can get for Ekholm, no? Because a contender is going to want that guy because he's not making a whole lot.
You know what? I just got a text from my daughter, mm-hmm. by the way.
Posted a really nice picture on social media the other day.
Her and her husband are in St. Lucia.
I saw that.
And she sent this beautiful picture to me.
Yeah.
Her and her husband in St. Lucia and then it wasn't like having a great time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, sorry about your Brewers.
Well, at least she's thinking about you.
Yeah.
She's in this beautiful, exotic location with the man she married, and she thought about Pop and decided to say, hey, Pop, thinking about you, love you. Sorry about the Brewers.
She could have done that from her house in Murfreesboro when she got back.
That's true.
No, that's fine. All right, what are we doing? Brad Powers this morning. We're no MTSU today. They have a bye week this mm-hmm. week. And I do want to get to some SEC football. This week's schedule is loaded. What about Texas A&M? And, I hadn't even been back. I've got to give you a Rolling Stones concert review.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah. I need your assessment over, what happened over the weekend. Big win for Tennessee. Expected loss for Vanderbilt, Alabama going down at Texas A&M. Rex Road and I watched that Jacksonville Beach at a sports bar.
How was your flight back Monday? We were a little iffy.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
I was telling Patton, we didn't know until we got to the airport what was going to happen. And we got to the gate and everything we saw said on time, on time, on time. And Yeah, we got off on time. I got here in plenty of time to do the show, and it was fine.
So
we had a great show on Monday.
So he can
it would have been better if you were here, but you know.
You know where I'm going, right? He can make it here earlier from Jacksonville than he can Bellevue, is what I'm hearing.
What are you talking about, bro? I was here.
He was here pretty early on Monday.
I know,
Monday.
But he had no choice. Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay,
you know I had to do that. All right, I'm back.
Yeah. All is normal again.
See, we leave our
guess
feelings.
Guess who's back?
Leave our feelings at the door. I left mine at about Chattanooga.
I feel
all right.
You.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up out from Vegas, it's Brad Powers.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
At Napa, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At Napa, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Cloudy, highs around 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Sunshine for Thursday, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 69. Friday, sunshine, highs near 83. Friday night, showers likely 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network, Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, and Goggin Coldhall, coldest team in town, Brad Powers. Just 1 second. You got breaking news? What's up?
Yeah, we're just talking about the Predators. They have a major announcement scheduled today at 1 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. Speculation is a new contract for Matthias Ekholm, who okay. We're just talking right. About.
Well, good. So. Keep the defenseman in the house. Brad Powers, 7 with us. Brad, how you doing, man?
Excellent. How are you guys?
Good. Could you go that Kraken?
I was going to say, were you watching the Golden Knights and the Kraken, that traditional hockey rivalry renewed last night?
I did not.
I've been out of the loop since for a few days watching my Brewers lose down in Atlanta. I always like trends that you put it on. I saw you put up a couple days ago. Favorites are 326-97 straight up. I don't know what that percentage is off the top of my head, but it looks pretty good. I think I asked you this last week or the week before, just why not do money lines instead of spreads?
because you'd be down on the season. And so I did look that up just for you.
Thank you,
I went through all the weeks. And you know what? I'm sure if you shopped and got the absolute best money line on every underdog, you'd probably be up on the season. But let me just put in perspective. If you just say you happen to forget to bet, you know, Bowling Green against Minnesota, which was the biggest outright upset of the season, in fact, the last 4 years, or say you didn't bet one full unit on that one, you only bet a little. I mean, that one alone was 40-1. So if you forgot to bet that one, you'd be down like 40-some units. So that just goes to show you that I don't think there's a lot of value just betting the underdog on the money line every single game.
Did you have Texas A&M the other day there?
No, I did not. I did not at all. I mean, that was very surprising. I mean, nothing says, you know, Texas A&M's offense, you know, struggling against Arkansas, Mississippi State. I mean, struggling to get first downs, and then boom, bang, you're playing Alabama. All of a sudden, you got a hot quarterback. And, yeah, I mean, that one was an absolute stunner to me. And obviously, you need a lot of things to happen to beat Alabama in today's day and age. And, you know, the A&M got a bunch of those things to happen in that one.
Hey, Brad, hey, let us call you right back. We've got a pretty poor connection right now, if you don't mind. Because I'd like to hear you clearly.
That's right.
We'll call you right back. Thanks, Brad. Yeah.
By the way, four-year, $25 million contract for Matias Ekholm, according to Adam Vingan of The Athletic, who covers the Preds.
6.25
Yeah, that's and good. I think it was one of those mutual deals. He didn't want to go anywhere. I think he wants to be here. You know, he made it clear he wanted to stay here. So, you know, if you're a Preds fan, you should be happy that they're able to work out a deal, because you know he's been a cornerstone of the defensive pairings for a long time here. Big part of that cup run back in 2017. So you're just joining us. We're going to reconnect with Brad Powers and also Matias Ekholm, according to several reports, four-year, $25 million new contract. Official announcement coming later this afternoon at Bridgestone.
All right, thank you. Hey, Brad, sorry about that. We just wanted to get you clear. It sounded like you were doing popcorn or something.
I was not.
What's happened to Clemson? I just see 0-5 against the spread with a minus 12.2 point differential. I'm not surprised that they might take a step back every once in a while, but this far?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, nor did the market. I mean, I thought, first off, DJ Uiagalelei looked good. I mean, in his couple starts last year, so I didn't think replacing Trevor Lawrence was going to be that big of a deal, but, you know, maybe it was more Lawrence combined with Travis Etienne. I mean, the all-time leading rusher in the history of the ACC. So, I mean, that combo there hurt. You know, offensive line recruiting hasn't been great for Clemson, and especially offensive line development, and that's, you know, rearing its head. So, but with that being said, still doesn't excuse, you know, their performance so far this season. I'm anxious to see that. Not necessarily that I think there's a lot of value on Clemson against Syracuse this week. I mean, I could actually see you can make a strong case for betting the Orange. But coming off a bye, we'll see how motivated Clemson is. I mean, if they're motivated and they can, you know, clean up a few things on offense, then, man, I mean, to go to show you how, you know, disparate the market is compared to what it was in the summer on Clemson, this line on this Syracuse game this week was 31 in the summer. Now it's 14.
Wow. Oh my goodness!
Did you get it then? Is that just? I guess when it comes out,
I mean, my numbers didn't scream value one way or another, so I did not bet. I wish I had the Orange plus 31, but I do not have that one in pocket.
Hmm.
Well, let's talk a little NFL. Monday Night Football comes to town. The Bills, maybe that team that, you know, right there, ready to go to a Super Bowl. The open line I saw was 3.5. It's up to 5.5. What are you thinking, Bills Titans?
I lean Titans. I mean, Buffalo's probably the best team in the NFL. I mean, I'm also wondering, you know, what our views would be on Buffalo had they not blown the Pittsburgh game in week one. I mean, that was kind of a fluky result. But I don't think this is a great spot for them after. I think they're, you know, that was their biggest win of the season. I mean, even if, you know, obviously to this point, but also if we're just looking at the regular season, for them to get finally some confidence against the Chiefs. I just think you're due for maybe a little bit of a letdown. And, you know, Tennessee has, you know, had a top up and down season so far, but I think this is their biggest game of the season. So, you know, I'm going to wait around and see if I can get six. I mean, if you shop really hard right now, you can find it. But, yeah, I'll take Tennessee plus six.
Brad Powers is our guest, bradpowersports.com. Intriguing game in the SEC, obviously. Tennessee riding high after two straight wins, looking really good offensively. Got Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss coming to town. Looking at the line, was it Ole Miss minus three? How do you see that game?
Well, I did bet Ole Miss. I mean, my numbers are really strong on Ole Miss in this game, but I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of sharp professional betting groups on Tennessee this week. I mean, I'm a little cautious. I mean, look, the Tennessee's looked really good the last 2 weeks. The easy wins and covers. Hendon Hooker is a significant upgrade over Joe Milton at quarterback. But I guess what a lot of the math guys fail to grasp a lot of times is, I mean, Tennessee didn't play anybody. Yeah. I know they beat a couple of SEC teams, but Missouri and South Carolina are not very good. So, I mean, obviously this is the big test for Tennessee to see if they are indeed, you know, a really, you know, improved team. So, you know, I have my doubts. I took Ole Miss. I guess it's not one of my favorite plays of the week, but let me put it that way. When I said I made a bet on Ole Miss, I make like 40 bets a week. So, let me just say that. I think more interesting to me is this total at 82 and 82.5 at some spots. In fact, there's even an 83 I see. That's the highest total in the history of the SEC.
Wow.
Wow.
History as far as a total line. And I think it goes up. I think people are going to bet the over.
Well, did it start at 85.5 and drop down a little bit? I guess a lot of early money there. But you think it's going to head back up again, right? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to head back up again. Just a pure numbers play. I mean, that's what people are doing on Sunday. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm part of that original under money. You don't have time to sit and look at the handicap on a game. I mean, you just don't. I mean, lines are moving within a matter of seconds. So you see that a lot of times. You see a lot of early money on a particular side or total, and then you get a lot of buyback once you start looking at the actual matchup. That's where I'm at. I mean, I got an under ticket, but, you know, that isn't one that I'm screaming, oh, great value bet by me. In fact, it's probably a bad bet.
Yeah, we didn't lead with it. That's right. We didn't. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. That Bill King link at the top right of the page. He's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. Well, you were talking about one of those wins for Tennessee coming against a not very good South Carolina. South Carolina, 18.5 over Vanderbilt. I don't know that South Carolina should be favored that much over anybody.
But it's Vanderbilt, and we love them, but, you know, they're Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I mean, I have Vanderbilt power rated as the worst team in the history of the SEC. But with that being said, I mean, I bet numbers, not teams. So, I mean, I bet Vanderbilt. I took plus 20. I'd still lean plus 18.5. You're right, South Carolina offensively averaging only 22 points per game. To me, is not a team you want to lay this kind of number with. You know, I thought Vanderbilt was better than the 42-0 final last week. I mean, missing field goals, getting stopped on downs inside the 5-yard line. I mean, they could have covered that game easily against Florida last week. So, I mean, I do still lean with the Vanderbilt plus 18.5. If you don't want to take the Commodores, you can't stomach them. I also like the under 51. Again, I don't see South Carolina running up and down the field on this Vanderbilt team.
Brad, did you read about the MLS player from Kansas City that got suspended for betting on MLS games?
Oh, really? No, I did not.
Yeah, your boy Felipe Hernandez got suspended for betting on. He's an MLS player, obviously, for Sporting Kansas City, a midfielder. Without pay after an investigation revealed violations of Major League Soccer's gambling integrity rules. Could we see more of those stories pop up here, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you're going to see some of that, but I don't think that doesn't necessarily mean that there's more corruption. I think a lot of these guys are going to be found out pretty soon because of the legalization. So, I mean, that was the big mistake that the country was making for several years. Legalization doesn't lead to more corruption; it leads to less.
Right.
And maybe it happens from time to time, but you're going to get found out pretty soon. And I also question this. I mean, how much was he betting? Because you cannot. The limits on major MLS games aren't very high, so it's not like he's getting $500,000 bets on a soccer game down here in the U.S.
Unless he was going down on the corner, and
and faking an injury.
Yeah, but I don't. You're right. I mean, the people, their records of it right now. Everybody, if you bet, like I was in Georgia and a buddy of mine said, well, I can't bet on this game. I'm not in Georgia. And I said, well, you probably can if you looked hard enough. But, because he's, does the app through Tennessee. But, I think that, I don't know. That is interesting because I do think more will because they can. Does that make sense? That they may sneak a 50 here, 100 there, even if it's on a sport they're not in, because it's easily accessed now if you're not in Vegas or wherever there's a sports book.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously it's easier to get down now because of the access, but I'm just – it's anything can happen in one game, I think, but for it to happen multitude of games over and over – you're going to get found out pretty quickly. I mean, a couple of the latest scandals, and I mean, it's starting to date yourself because we're talking 20 years ago, but the Arizona State basketball scandal, Toledo football. I mean, it's not like the FBI or anybody found out about it. The people that, were first to report it were, Vegas sportsbooks saying, hey, there's, there's some impossible shenanigans going on because we see some, overwhelming amount of money being bet on games that shouldn't have, that much money bet on them. So, again, it's going to get found out very quickly where, I mean, anything can happen in one game where you can throw something, but it's going to get found out pretty quickly.
Brad, you got any nuggets for us Saturday or Sunday or both?
You know what? I'm going to roll Tide. I mean, I know that makes me sound square, but, I mean, it just isn't backing Nick Saban off a loss. I think Saban has Mike Leach figured out. He shut out Mike Leach last year. I mean, it was the only shutout in Mike Leach's history as a head coach. And for you to say, Leach will figure some things out. Nah, I mean, he doesn't make a lot of adjustments, Mike Leach. I mean, he pretty much is who he is at this point. And if you look at his career in the Pac-12, what team had the best combination on defense of coaching and talent? Washington. And what did Washington do against Mike Leach every year? Cover 6 straight by 17 points per game. On top of it, I like to compare lines this time of year. Both teams' last game was at Texas A&M. That was their most recent game for both teams at Texas A&M. Alabama was an 18.5-point favorite. Mississippi State was a 7-point underdog. I mean, if you're doing third-grade math, that said Alabama was 25.5 points better than Mississippi State on a neutral. Sure, you adjust Alabama down for losing, Mississippi State up for winning, but you shouldn't be adjusting teams several points in your power ratings this time of year. I mean, we're halfway through the season, so that all screams value on Alabama. Roll Tide.
Well, and don't you think the reaction of Alabama's loss is why it actually is at 17 right now and not where it opened at 21?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I even see some people that are, I would consider, sharper. Then some are saying, oh, Alabama doesn't look right, this and that. I mean, come on. You change a player or two in that game. We're not talking about this, about Alabama. I mean, just because they lost. And I know they lost to a quote-unquote unranked Texas A&M team, but the reality is that Texas A&M team is top 10 in terms of talent. So, again, I think we're going overboard throwing Alabama in the trash. I'm not. I mean, I'm rolling Tide, one of my biggest bets of the week.
Brad Powers 7, bradpowers.com, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link at the top right of the page, and that's how they can get your stuff, right?
Yep, Bill King tab at the top of the page at bradpowersports.com, weekly newsletter, $69 for the rest of the season. That's NFL, college, sent to you each and every week through the Super Bowl. Check it out at bradpowersports.com.
It comes in my email in about, two or three hours from now, every week.
Yep. It'll be there.
And I won't let John look over my shoulder, I promise.
you have no choice. Right, appreciate you, Brad.
See you, Brad. Thanks, man.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right. Hey, it's wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line, please do. 615-844-5600.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Strike and Spare, Family Fun Center Studios, Pat and Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Want to give us a call? 615-844-5600. That fits right there, a little bluesy thing for me.
As a Giants and Yankees fan, I've been singing the blues for a while, for about a week now. A
couple years. Vanderbilt, 18.5. That's just what I said to Brad. I'm sorry. South Carolina can't beat anybody by 18.5, right? They're only averaging 22 points a game.
Yeah, I know, Greg.
But I know.
This Vanderbilt team, man, you know. We love Clark Lee and, you know, all that, but I don't know, man. That's a tough one. You know?
You know, there's some really good games this weekend. We'll get to them a little bit later. Well, sure. I mean, right away, Auburn, Arkansas, from the get-go at 11 o'clock on CBS. CBS has a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. They're doing more of those, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they're getting in while they can because they're going to lose the SEC package here in another year or two or whatever. So I think they're just trying to stockpile. They did the afternoon night doubleheader last Saturday and now the early afternoon, the late afternoon double dip this week. On News Channel 5, by the way.
Kentucky, Georgia at 2:30 on, Georgia in Kentucky undefeated.
Hey, listen, man, Kentucky, they're having a great season, but this is their litmus test. I mean, this is the prove it to me. Prove to me that you can beat Georgia, which they won't, and, you know, move to the upper echelon in the SEC. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I have a feeling I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was just looking at trying to figure, see what that spread is. What do you think it is? I hadn't even looked at any of the numbers yet this week.
I would say probably Georgia minus.
You're not going to get this.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
Well, you can't be guessing it at it.
That can't be right.
No wonder he's so close.
Oh, okay. It's at. I thought for some reason I thought it was at Kentucky.
Yep.
But still, that's
23.
Yeah, I'm looking at 22.5.
Yeah.
Where I'm looking.
20.
Wow, I didn't expect that. I thought it'd be like, you know, maybe like a touchdown.
I thought maybe 14-18, something like that. But yeah.
You wanna bang the Wildcats? You wanna bang Kentucky to cover
no.
that?
No.
You don't want to bang it?
No.
Let's bang it.
What does that mean?
When you bang it, that means you plop down money on a team. You make a bet. You make your move. You know, it's like Tom Cruise said. Sometimes you got to say what the blank. Make your move.
You know what? I wish I would have asked him about is my alma mater, WKU. Of course, we have their games here.
Yeah,
every game they've covered the over by an average margin of 16 points in every one of their games.
You know what? I wanted to ask Brad about, like, how much does this Kyrie Irving thing affect? You know, the expectations in the NBA because, you know, before this whole Kyrie Irving thing, when they told him, hey, you either get vaccinated or you ain't playing, you know, the Brooklyn Nets were the overwhelming favorite to win the championship, the NBA championship. You know, listen, you still have Kevin Durant and James Harden, which ain't bad, but, you know, I wonder how that's affect, you know, the win projections and, you know, the odds to win the title, et cetera, you know?
I saw yesterday a report came out. There's only 4 players in the National Hockey League that aren't vaccinated.
Wow.
Everybody else is vaccinated. In the NBA, it's sort of the opposite. My Cavaliers, they haven't really had anything like the Brooklyn Nets or Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had, I believe.
My New York Knicks, everybody fully vaccinated.
So how did it get to be my Cavaliers? That's like me over here, my Brewers.
Because he loves greatness. He's a LeBron fan,
huge
right,
Cavaliers
Patton?
Fan. After
LeBron?
Yep, the LeBron 2016 title, and then ever since Darius Garland, the Brentwood Academy product down there now. I love my Cavaliers. So
Cleveland is up there.
Yep.
His directions are sometimes up.
It's okay. It's okay. Up. Well, I knew what he meant. You know, you don't have to.
Everything.
It's not like I correct people, you know, when they're on the air.
Here we go. You know, I'm going down there to the North Pole for him. That's what. You know.
Yeah, I'm going up there to the equator.
Yep. So.
We knew what you meant, General.
Welcome to the club, Patton.
It's good to be here.
You've officially arrived. Steve Martin was a prop comic.
You know what else has arrived? Hockey season is in full swing. Mm-hmm. There's no better place to bet on it than NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays, perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can get a little bet into a big payday. All season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Sign up now using promo code GREGP to place that first risk-free bet up to $1,000, as a matter of fact. And I've missed this since Friday. Promo code
GREGP, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. Still, FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds, exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid out in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment count and more. Bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember, use the promo code GREGP so they know I sent you. Got to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. Parlay insurance, max refund $25 per day. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for the risk-free bet. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? They'll call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. We'll take a break. Your phone calls after it.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be partly sunny, high 82. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Both Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny, high 86. There'll be a couple of thunderstorms Friday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, I've been a Tennessean subscriber since about long before Patton was alive. Just a newspaper subscriber since when I moved to Rutherford County the first time. I don't know, late 80s, 90, I don't know, somewhere through there. I've gone 22 straight days after 23 years at the same location, the same residence, of no problem whatsoever. I've gone 22 straight days without a delivery. And I go through the process. You call in and you go get online and you do all of this and you write a note, and I've been tagging the senior, you know, dude down there, and he doesn't seem to give a crap. So anyway, what do you do? I want to continue to get the paper.
You
want to
actually get a physical newspaper.
Well, right, and their response is, well, you can read it online. Well, guess what? You don't put everything in that newspaper online.
That's true.
You do not.
That's true.
Good, you know?
Point. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And so, well, you can, you know, line your bird cage with it. I don't have a bird. I've got chickens. But I did have a bird once. My daughter Grace was up like in the, like when she was about 8 or 9 years old, I think, or whatever, and she had a bird in the, you know, the in the cage and everything, and
oh, that's awesome.
And my wife set it in my room, and I forgot to put the top on it, and then left my office door open. Cat got eaten.
Oh, man.
Cat got eaten, and my daughter still loves me.
You're a hard man to love.
Oh, I got another one. Well, she was having a birthday party. She had these kittens, and the cat would, you know, they take the kittens, place them places. Well, put them right underneath my back wheel. I'm leaving to go to pick up the birthday cake for the birthday party for my daughter.
Yeah.
And I smush a kitten.
Oh, no.
I don't know. What is this? I mean, anything else I can tell you that's been wrong in my life?
We'd be here a while.
And you know terrible. What? You know what I actually said right before that? I told my wife, I said, if you don't keep those kittens out from under, I'm going to run over one of them. And I go
and
out
Lord
there
behold.
And I just splat. Anyway. All right.
On that pleasant note.
That lifting note.
Come on back for another great hour.
Yeah, I'll run down and get some more Red Bull.
I'm Jim Ryan. A bit of a delay today in the launch of the Blue Origin flight carrying actor William Shatner and three others into space from Texas. ABC's Gio Benitez is there.
He has been training here for days and days. He was a little disappointed that the launch was delayed by a day, but they had to delay it. The winds were very, very strong. When we were out there yesterday, all of our equipment was blowing around because the winds were just that strong. That's why they just had to delay this to today.
The trip to the edge of space lasts about 11 minutes. The White House will have an announcement today on trying to fix some of the supply chain problems that led to empty shelves, higher prices, and fears that some items might not arrive by Christmas. The Port of Los Angeles has agreed to become a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operation. Federal regulators are spelling out lower sodium goals for the food industry. The FDA is hoping to get Americans to reduce their salt intake by 12% to prevent heart disease and high blood pressure. This is ABC News.
Pro football season's here, and pro roofers save valuable time with Beacon Pro Plus. Beacon Pro Plus works 24/7 for material ordering, order history, and automated promotion tracking, so you can get your favorite GAF roofing products even when working remotely. And now, order on Beacon Pro Plus and get a $175 gift card and a chance for a VIP pro football getaway. Gear up and raise your game with Beacon Pro Plus today. Build, score, and win at BECN.com.
You love Zoom for video meetings? Now, choose Zoom to power your phone communications too. Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system. Zoom Phone's secure HD audio and enterprise-grade reliability keep you connected to your teams and your customers. And it's easy to use on mobile, desktop, or desk phone. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Zoom, how the world connects.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin. Hey, Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold, it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. You want to call? Well, you just heard the number, the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. What do you say, Patton, with Adam Schefter? What's coming to roost?
The chickens are coming home to roost on this this email gate with Gruden, Bruce Allen, and now another name has been added to that. Right, Patton?
Sure is. The Shefty, Adam Schefter, he has been quoted as emailing Bruce Allen. He is, in quote, please let me know if you see anything that should be added or changed or tweaked to a story that was unpublished and that was going to be published the following morning. So Shefty's in a little hot water this morning.
Yeah, I would say. So we've got that. And obviously, if you're just joining us, Matthias Ekholm, four-year, $25 million new contract with the Predators. Official announcement later this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Cardinal sin on Adam Schefter.
Yes.
Just a cardinal sin in journalism, no doubt about it.
Can't do that.
You can call or you can react and say, let me clarify this point for me. Let's talk about it. You know, I've even had before, look, I'm going to write something that's going to cast you in a negative light. Do you talk to me about it? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm still going to write it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to send it over to you and let you tweak it.
Right.
You know. And, right. And so they don't fire anybody at ESPN. You said I stole your line, but that is a fireable offense. If true. You know, they how many? There's 650,000 emails over 7 years. Whose job at the NFL was to do that? Do you think they had one guy up in the upstairs, like in some broom closet going over 650,000 emails?
Boy, I'd hate to have that job.
Well, what do you do? You put an algorithm on certain words?
Probably.
You know?
Right? Right? I think that's how you would do it, right?
You know, certain words. And
yeah.
Yeah. Ben, it's, I don't know. The NFL does a good job of covering all this stuff up once it gets out. But I don't know about this one. This has 650,000 legs. All right.
Hey, do we know about this? SEC women's basketball tournament's going to be here next March?
Yep, okay. Yep.
Oh, it's, they unveiled the logo today.
Yeah, it's once every okay. I think it's here now for the next 12 years.
For got
sure. It. 615-844-5600. Brian, good morning.
Boys, good to hear from you, Paul. I was actually honestly surprised to hear that you were on this morning. I've made that drive back from Atlanta at a late night, and I mean, I don't wish it on anybody. I'm surprised that you don't have an IV of Red Bull right now, to be honest.
Hold on. That's a Red Bull can right there. And listen, it's empty.
If Red Bull came in 64-ounce cans, you'd probably be the proud recipient of one.
I was out of there, and right there, the battery on the Cobb, you know, Parkway side, and came around. And, you know, all the Braves fans wanted to sit there and stand there.
Revel in it.
And I got out. And so I got home by 11:30 last night. So not bad.
Man, you had the pedal to the metal, man.
No. Yeah. I drive about 77, 78 mm-hmm. on the interstate, mm-hmm. you know.
The interstate sign is not an actual speed limit, sir.
It's a guideline. It's a suggestion.
85 north and 75 north is not the actual speed limit, sir.
Well, in Chattanooga, too, it doesn't matter when they might as well just dig a hole right through the middle of that mountain and put you right through it. But no, I mean, you got to realize also, I live 30 miles closer.
Yeah, in Murfreesboro.
I live 30 miles closer than most.
That's true. Man, like I told you the other night, I thought it was going game five, and for most of the game, it looked like it was. When I talked, I wish there weren't FCC regulations so I could share with y'all what Pogue told me after the game. But he would have to keep it above board, I guess you could say. But man, you know,
it had something with hitting the blanking baseball. I think it's something
along those lines.
That ball is in that bat. They're supposed to connect.
Hey, well, I got out of there early Monday. I told the people I was sitting around, I can't watch Will Smith pitch in person, man. The guy will cause a coordinator, I tell you, man. He came through, man.
Here's my life. Who's the guy that the Braves fan that calls all the time ripping on Will Smith all year long?
Lawrence.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting in Atlanta thinking of Lawrence, watching Will Smith, and I'm thinking, man, I hope Lawrence calls the show mad tomorrow.
I tell you, man, that's most Braves fans. I'm right there with him, man. He only pitches well when he has guys on. It's like if there's not a threat of a run scoring, he doesn't do good. And if you're a true Braves fan, man, how can you give the Brewers a hard time? We've been through in that same seat, Pole. I felt so awful for you last night, man. I knew you were down there. And I was just thinking, I was so happy that they didn't have to go back to Milwaukee, because normally in that situation, the Braves would a winner take all. The Braves always come up short on that end. But I'm really actually pulling for the San Francisco, man, because we do horrible against the Dodgers. They've had our number the last couple of postseasons. But I'm just happy to move on in advance, man. The playoff baseball is only going to get better from here. You know, I was telling someone this morning, you know, you're going to have to beat a good team. There are only good teams left in the playoffs right now. Houston, who would have thought that they would have treated Chicago the way they did? The Red Sox, they snuck in, skated in, and whatever you want to call it, but those guys got it done against the Rays. So, I mean, whoever you go against at this point, you're going to have to beat a good team, and I'm just happy the Braves are one of those teams that are going to be still there.
Well, and now they can get their – now what are you going to – you lead off with Max Fried. You got to like that. You know, you got till Saturday to line up your starting lineup. I do want to say this. The battery, and now we were talking, the best in baseball that I've been. Because it was built just for the very purpose of what it is, right? A baseball community of businesses and restaurants and shops. And it's – what they've done there is really – amazing, just because out in the middle of Marietta, they built this huge complex, and it's got a movie theaters. You know, it's got a concert venue. It's really cool. They've done a really good job. And quite frankly, don't you think? You know, obviously having the success that the Braves have had now, what, four straight division championships? You know, but when people come and be part of that atmosphere, that grows their fandom. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did Brian leave? Huh.
Thanks for calling, Brian.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
By the way, back to the Schefter story. My friend Nicole tweeted at me after I retweeted the story from, I think, Bleacher Report. She's right. You don't build the type of sources Adam Schefter has without scratching someone else's back from time to time. Mm-hmm. I know. Not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know.
It's not a good look. I don't care.
No, it's not a good look. And, you know, I mean, it's just another black eye for ESPN. I mean, they've been absorbing some body blows over the last year, year and a half. So, do you want to know Matthias Ekholm's salary breakdown?
Sure.
All right. Next year, 2022, 2023, $5.5 million. The remaining 3 years, $6.5 million each year. There is no trade clause in the contract.
So there's no trade clause.
Right. He does not have a no trade clause.
That is not
contract.
A double negative in that.
Correct. He yes. Yes, he can be traded. So, but I think it's a good deal for both player and team, don't you?
Yeah.
He's a cornerstone guy.
I bet in that 6 to 7 million range. I think it averages, what do we say, 6.25 over the four?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's a team friendly deal. You keep one of your cornerstones, one of your leaders. You know, one of your just your best locker room guys, et cetera, in the fold. So, I think it's a good move for both the Predators and, of course, Matthias Ekholm.
Well, there are seven SEC games, one of them Saturday night, the nightcap. I'm surprised this one's on with the Lane Kiffin. It's on SEC Network, the ESPN games, Alabama at Mississippi State. And I understand that, but 6:30, Ole Miss, Tennessee, the Lane train returning to Knoxville.
Yes.
And Ole Miss is only like a 3-point favorite in that one. Yeah, and Brad loves Ole Miss, as we heard last hour.
Well, it's going to be a test, and he's right. I mean, yeah, Tennessee's looked fantastic the last 2 weeks, putting up a lot of points. Offense looks good, but you're right. You know, Missouri and South Carolina. So
Frickin' frack.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, again, kind of like the Titans, a step up in weight class for Tennessee this week. We'll see how they respond.
And you'll be able to hear Knoxville from Nashville. Sold-out crowd, mm-hmm. Checkerboard game. They've mm-hmm. already announced it. It got sold out on Monday or Tuesday, I think. So it's going to be absolutely electric.
What you guys think of the unis? I love the black on black. A black helmet would have been badass, bro.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
too,
but they yeah. couldn't they couldn't
production,
logistically.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, that would. Oof. But yeah, I like the black on black. That looked good.
Well, the traditionalist. But you know, it's all about the kids. That's a great recruiting. Believe it or not.
Yeah, it's a recruiting tool. And yeah. Oh, by the way, that's great for the pro shop in the bookstore. You know, hey, I'm gonna go get me my my Tyon Evans black Tennessee jersey. And by the way, Tyon Evans can get a cut of that now.
Well, anyway, Josh Heupel yesterday talking about this game and Ole Miss. Here's that.
Ole Miss is a really good football team. Looking forward to an electric atmosphere this weekend. We need everybody in orange and white at the stadium. Be there early, be loud, and make it a hostile environment for the opponent that's coming in. A really good football team that we're facing in all three phases. Obviously, offensively, their quarterback's a special player and has done a tremendous job here. This season in particular, but last season as well. Dynamic playmaker that we got to make it tough on him all night long. Got to do a great job of bottling him up as well. So with that.
Well, and don't you think those, by the way, out of the gate, Tennessee sort of struggling with Bowling Green, mm-hmm. Dang, Bowling Green State's went to Minnesota and won, right?
Yeah.
And so not the drag in any way, but you're sitting there 4-2, 2-1 in the conference, but having Missouri and South Carolina come on the schedule when they did was really beneficial for momentum, for confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Hooker now is the guy.
Right.
There's no more. Is it Milton? Is it Hooker? What is it? They're sitting there at four wins and what, two wins away from bowl?
Two wins away from being bowl eligible, man.
And coming to the Music City Bowl.
That's right. We were talking about it all summer long, just the fact that, expectations for year one under Heupel with all the players leaving, with all the NCAA investigations still pending, et cetera, six wins and bowl eligible would be really good. And like you said, they're two wins away. And, man, if they can pull off this caper on Saturday, they might have a little number next to their name when we wake up on Sunday morning.
But this gauntlet, Ole Miss, at Alabama, at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know what Kentucky's about.
Yep.
And then Georgia at home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just say chalk holds because they're going to be an underdog in every one of these games. Mm-hmm. They will go into the South Alabama and Vanderbilt games needing two wins to get bowl eligible.
And they will get both.
Vandy at Tennessee.
I think we can plan on Tennessee being bowl eligible, can't we? Then they might mess around and win one of those four gauntlet games.
Well, if they are, it would be this one because they're only a 3-point underdog.
Exactly.
At home. And I don't know. You never know about going to Kentucky.
I was
going to
say, would it shock you if they beat Kentucky? Wouldn't shock me.
But I would say Kentucky's probably going to be
they're going to be significant
favorites. 7-10 point favorite, which is mm-hmm. historic as well, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times it. Kentucky's
That's a great point. Yeah,
been a double-digit favorite over Tennessee over the years, but they've Evans, 486 yards. Hooker over 1,000 yards now passing, and they're getting done. Theo Jackson's having a heck of a year on defense. They're getting defense too, but then again, let's see. Let's slow the roll. This is what Brad says. This was the largest total over under mm-hmm. total
83
in the history
SEC history
in the SEC history.
Yeah, How about that?
We're not in Kansas anymore.
No,
Toto.
This ain't 3 yards in a cloud of dust SEC football anymore. You know, two tight ends run the ball, run, pass, punt. You know, those days are over. And you know, you saw what LSU did 2 years ago with Joe Burrow. You saw what Alabama did last year. You know, the offensive explosion now in the SEC has really taken shape.
615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. In Muletown, it's Kevin. What up, Kevin?
Muletown.
What's up? Hey, I'm in Muletown today, this morning, and I'm driving, and your radio was breaking up on me a little bit. And I thought I heard you say if they beat South Alabama and then Vanderbilt, Tennessee is going to be bowl eligible.
Well, would that not put them at six wins?
When they beat South Alabama, they're going to have seven. It'll make it probably – that'll be the sixth win. Because are you giving Kentucky a win already?
Just for the argument's sake,
said it wouldn't shock us if Tennessee beat Kentucky.
I don't think your radio's breaking up. I think your head is.
Are you already marking that down?
No, but Kentucky's
going to be favored in that game, no?
First off, are we married? Number two is
I have stayed at your house before.
That's right, you have. we won't even go there. But Kentucky will be – I said if chalk holds, okay? And that was my premise for the statement of needing those last two. Because they're going to be an underdog at Kentucky.
Yeah, they'll be underdog at Kentucky.
Okay. So if chalk holds
– If you had to put a number on that game, what do you think that would be?
I can look up Brad Powers' numbers from last week and tell you exactly what he's got. I said seven, Kentucky by seven. If Kentucky
I'll take that all day long.
Hey, what have you been doing down in Muletown this morning there, Kevin?
I got a feeling I know.
Have you ever watched a Kentucky and Tennessee game over the last 100 years? Have you seen?
Yeah, I saw every one of them. I mean, would you not admit that
Kentucky?
So who? Right now, I'm gonna find out.
I bet Kentucky'd be a 3, maybe 4 point favored when Tennessee goes up there, and that's because of home field advantage. Kentucky is going to get exposed this weekend. Georgia is going to beat them like a rented mule.
I get it.
For Kentucky this week.
Where do you rent mules in Muletown?
Yeah, where can I rent me a good mule? I could use a good mule.
It's going to get ugly for Kentucky this weekend. They're going to get exposed. They've had a good year so far. They got a really tough defense. Their offense is lacking. LSU quit last week. They're not playing for their coach. They're not playing for anybody. They didn't want to tackle nobody last week. So Kentucky got a little inflated last week, but they come down to earth this week.
So I guess you got to beat Alabama too, right?
As far as Tennessee and Ole Miss, that I heard Brad say all the smart money's coming on Tennessee. I thought that was an interesting comment.
Yeah, but he said there were some groups out there that are pretty powerful that came in on Ole Miss earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ole Miss, no, we're not talking about Ole Miss. Who the hell are we talking about? Tennessee and Kentucky, right? I'm going to find this. All right, Kentucky, this is last year. This last year, 74.94. This is going into last week. And when I get it today, I will, okay. And then Tennessee. 70.9.
I'm telling you right now, I don't care what the spread
All right, well,
is.
Okay, I'm going to give you the spread going into last week.
Boy, you beat South Carolina and Mizzou, and all of a sudden you're feeling yourself, man.
It doesn't matter about those games, John.
Hey, smarty pants, listen to me a minute, okay? Okay, you get 3 points for home field, right? On a neutral site going into last week, I don't know how it's been adjusted, and I'll get that later this afternoon and put it on the air tomorrow, or call you or text you or send a letter by mule, Kentucky going into last week would be on a neutral site a 4-point favorite on a neutral site, add the three, that meant Kentucky would be a 7, and that's exactly what I said.
Wow, good research by the Pokemon.
Week, but that's good. I'll give you that. But I don't, John. You were saying, you know, we beat South Carolina, Missouri. Now, erase those games.
You're saying Kentucky's Fugazi.
Tennessee.
Your point is that Kentucky's Fugazi, right?
Kentucky every year, they do it. No matter how big of a team they have, how their best team in program history, Tennessee always comes in here. It comes in there and just destroys their hopes and dreams.
You beat Missouri and South Carolina, and you're all puffed up.
I just got through telling you that has nothing to do with it. Nothing.
But you think Kentucky's Fugazi is basically your point, right?
I don't even know what that means.
That means that they're paper tigers. They're phony. They're not legit.
It's an Italian car. Yeah,
I'm from New York, man. Yeah. I'm from the Northeast. We say stuff like Fugazi and Ugats.
I think their defense is legit.
Like, you gots to go.
Yes.
I think their defense is legit, but when you get into a shootout, they're not going to be able to win.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Hey, be listening on your right. I'm going to text Brad and see what the spread would be right now, Tennessee and Kentucky. All right. See you, man.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Obviously a good friend of mine.
Yes, yes. But no. He won't admit it, but he's feeling himself a little bit.
Yeah. And he's usually a very practical Tennessee fan.
Yeah,
but he's all puffed up. Hey, good for him.
But you know, if this offense is clicking, they can hang with just about anybody. So we'll see.
I was right on with that number.
You
were. 7.
You nailed it. Good job by you, man.
Yeah, I shouldn't. I think I said 7 to 10.
Yeah,
that was a little much on the back end. I was going to say 7, and that's what I said. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Hiram, Eric, and anybody else wants to call, please do.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly cloudy with an isolated shower, high 84. Partly cloudy tonight, low 66. Thursday, partly sunny, high 86. Friday, clouds, sun, showers, and a thunderstorm. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Craig Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook running things here in the striking fair. It's fair. Yep.
It's fair.
The Red Bull's wearing off.
Yeah, it's fair to say that we are in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Studios.
Exactly.
Never a bad time for a good time, it Greg.
Is. Yeah, and, you know, obviously, Larry Schmidt of the family and Mike Schmidt is a good buddy of mine. And,
shout out to the Schmidt bros.
Every time the tab came around, he was going, "Don't you want to take care of a client?" I go, "Your dad's not here." 615-844-5600. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Greg, welcome back.
Thank you.
I feel bad for you. I'm happy for George, though. But I said whoever won this, that's who I was pulling for in the playoffs because I can't pull for any other teams. I'm not a fan of either the Giants or the Dodgers, and I can't pull for the Astros like John, either the Astros or the Red Sox. But also,
what am I going to do, Eric? Who do I root for?
I don't know.
I can't root for the Red Sox. I guess I got to root for the Astros.
You just don't have to. Just don't.
It's some interesting potential World Series matchups, of course.
If it does happen,
I know the networks, if they're, as like I said, I told you the Jay John, they want Boston and L.A. because that would probably be the biggest markets and most intriguing.
Yep.
But first of all, let's break down some of those. If that were to happen, of course, you would have Mookie Betts and David Price going against the former team, and it would be interesting to see, you know, how they would react to them coming back.
Don't forget Walker Buehler.
Yeah, but he has the Vandy connection.
Gotcha.
I forgot about them, but that would be interesting. Of course, Boston and San Francisco would also be kind of interesting. Houston and Dodgers, because, of course, remember what happened in the World Series a few years ago. And also Houston against San Francisco, because you got Dusty Baker going, the biggest team that he was formerly involved with. Of course, Atlanta, you know, I'm pulling for the Braves. I'm not a Braves fan, but, of course, the network probably wouldn't want to see that. But still, it would be the Atlanta Braves against Boston, former Boston Braves, and Houston, Atlanta, the whole National League matchup. So it's just, you've definitely got some interesting matchups that could potentially happen amongst all those. But it's just going to be interesting to see what happens. The only bad part about it is, of course, with the games on Saturday and Sunday, they'll probably get slaughtered by college and pro football over the weekend. That's the bad part about it. But there's really nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, you're right. But, yeah, he's put a lot of thought into this, Eric has. Yeah, some intriguing matchups either way you slice it. And, I'm sick to my stomach right now having to watch the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros play for the American League pennant. It's just, ugh.
Well, and, you know, and I like the White Sox, but I cannot stand.
I can't stand Tony La Russa.
And he made an ass out of himself yesterday thinking that they were going to throw it a Abreu. I mean, and, you know, he's out there, you know, for 10 minutes with the umpires. Okay, Tony, we see you.
Where, I guess who was it? The White Sox said that the Astros were stealing signs.
Oh, I don't doubt it a bit. Stealing signs.
What's a cheater? Always a cheater.
Well, but stealing signs has sort of been the old phantom tag at second base on the phantom touch at second base on a double play. Mm-hmm. They used to have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stealing, but not banging on garbage cans and using beeper.
And also, John, you probably have to be happy that the Yankees looks like going to keep Aaron Boone. So
I'm okay with it. But my issue is they
really need some pitching.
They do. My issue is more with Cashman than it is with Boone. Boone's just a puppet. Right. You know what I mean?
Hey, guys, a couple of football things I'm going to get off. What was the deal? Was that whole thing with Peyton Eli, was that just for the month of September?
No,
they're going to do selected games. They're not going to do every week.
Okay.
I think about 8 or 9.
About half the season.
About half the season.
Okay, I got you. It's going to be interesting what they do this Monday night, Buffalo and Tennessee.
I don't think they are. I think they were going to take off like 3 or 4 weeks. I'll check.
Yeah, but I think they were going to take off three or four weeks.
And also, I'm surprised to find out the game. I know not everybody's ESPN, but this is on Fox. I thought since ESPN was ABC, it would be on Channel 2, but it's actually on Fox. Because they're promoting the game, Buffalo and Tennessee.
There's so many a year that they can pull from the other, right? CBS sometimes will have an all NFC game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true now. And, of course, Fox will have an AFC game. So, yeah.
So you can do that now, so which is kind of interesting. Anyway, guys, I'll get off and let you talk to some other callers. Take care. Welcome back, Greg, and better luck next year.
Thank you.
Bye, Eric.
Like I've had enough misery in my life the last few days. Schmitty, good morning.
Good morning. Did I just get to jump the line? I thought you had somebody else on hold.
No.
You're up, man.
I guarantee you we're not putting you in front of anybody except Jeff in the Borough.
All right. Well, thanks. That makes me feel real good.
Hey,
I heard that the guy that comes on the afternoon, he's got his own network, Plaster. I heard he was halfway home and missed Freddie's
phone. Oh, man. Right. Of course, the reference is he was halfway home when he left that Sid Bream game early and was on the interstate listening to it when it happened. One of the greatest moments in Braves history.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's been taking. Well, like you said, he's been taking grief for that for 5 years?
You never heard that story, JB?
I never have, no.
Oh, man.
He got so disgusted that he left, and then Sid Bream, rambles home on a and scores. And
that's why Barry Bonds had to get on the gas, because he couldn't throw Sid Bream out.
Yeah. Well, I stayed last night. Man, that place was rocking after the game. And like Greg said, the batteries are just this great setup. And before, they got this huge area with the big screen TV, and a lot of people just sit out there and watch it on the turf. And before the game, they got like a drum line, a band. I mean, just a great setup. Someday, nothing against any other sport, I would love to have something like that in Nashville. Just all the baseball fans that were there. I was wearing my Brewers shirt yesterday.
Everybody did. Schmitty rocked the Brewers shirt yesterday.
Wow.
No wonder they lost.
Well, I had the Braves shirt on the day before now.
Yeah.
But like Greg said, it was just a great atmosphere down here, and I wasn't pulling for the Braves, but it was fun after the game. Just everybody was hanging out, having a big dance party.
It got me out early. I did, because only people were leaving were the Brewers fans who were there.
Well, I'm about to head that way. I got to take my buddy across the street first. He wants to go hang out at Chuck E. Cheese for a little while. Then we're gonna head back home.
Where we?
Y'all have a good day.
All right.
See you later, man.
Hey, thanks, Schmitty. Good dude. Yeah, I always give him a hard time. Actually hooked up with him, Sunday night and all day yesterday, just hanging in the battery. Had to check out of the hotel at 11. This is Eastern time. The game wasn't a 5. And so we just went to the battery and wandered. People watched, ended up watching the game. There's one restaurant that has a screen that is, I don't know how big it is. It's like the side of a building. I mean, it's amazing. And by the way, Kevin in Muletown, I texted Brad Powers, and I said if Tennessee played at Kentucky right now, this week, this coming Saturday, because that's before you factor in what happens this coming Saturday. You don't know about injuries. You don't know about whatever happens that would affect the number. But if they were playing right today or this week or today, Kentucky would be a 6-point favorite over Tennessee.
And what'd you say, 7?
I said 7. And he laughed at me. He scoffed at me.
He did.
He scoffed.
He mocked you.
He mocked me.
He ridiculed you.
Yes, all of the above.
He besmirched you. Is what he did.
Look at here. Our own resident meteorologist, Henry the Hammer Rothenberg. Hey, Henry, good morning,
what's
man.
What's up, Henry? What's cracking?
Hey, guys. I had to work last night, so I missed the NLDS. I was wondering if you could tell me who won the Braves.
Lord have mercy. If 4-2 were any good, I'd leave. Just kidding. So, well, thanks a lot, though. I feel the love, man.
I'm a Cardinals fan. I had to watch us throw it away to the Dodgers when we put Alex Reyes in. So, I went through it last week.
All right. Well, geez, man. I mean, everybody's piling on to Pokemon today.
Well, you won 17 in a row to even get to that point.
Yeah, so, man. And they were the team nobody wanted to play heading in.
Yeah, I mean, except I was hoping it was going to be a miracle like 2011, when we were
basically out of it at the beginning of September, and we went on a ridiculous win streak, and the Braves went on that ridiculous losing streak, and we snuck into the playoffs. But no, we just can't leave runners in scoring position. I think we left 9 in scoring position last week. So I feel your pain, Greg. I feel your pain.
The Brewers left 22 in 2 games.
Oh, I don't feel your pain.
Yeah. 22 runners in scoring position.
Basically an entire roster worth of players.
They ought to just started. Hey, go out there and start with the bases loaded. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Hammer, you know what? How about this weather, man? You know, we haven't had a fall here in Middle Tennessee in forever, and it kind of fallish, right? Warm during the day, nice and cool at night.
Well, Atlanta yesterday morning was jacket weather, believe it or not. Yeah.
A little warm the past couple of days, but it's a pretty nice stretch going here, no?
It is. We got some changes, though. I mean, we're really going to see fall, guys, heading into the weekend. Some rain, a few thunderstorms Friday into Saturday morning, and then we'll see highs drop to about 69, 70 degrees and lows in the mid-40s. Over the weekend into next week, so
wow,
yeah. Don't put the jackets up just yet, or if it hasn't been jacket weather for you yet, make sure you know where they are because you're gonna want them, you know, come next week.
I love fall weather because that means I can get a pumpkin spice latte. Oh my god!
Now can I get a pumpkin spice latte with Nashville's most popular TV anchor, John Burton?
What about that?
No. Yes. I'm only nominated. No. It's an honor to be nominated. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
This is across the board. It's just not sports guy to sports guy, right?
See, that's the thing. That's the thing that really knocked me on my rear end when I saw that, Hammer, was the fact that, you know, I'm a sports guy. I don't get a lot of airtime other than Sunday nights when we do the big Sunday show. So to be, maybe that helped you. I know people always say this, but to even be nominated is a tremendous honor, and you know, I never thought in my wildest dreams I would be nominated for something like that.
Well, you know what though, I would read it in the Tennessean, which I've subscribed to.
Right, but you can't get a paper delivered to your house.
I haven't had one delivered in 22 days.
I voted for John Burton. I truly did. I saw that on there. I was like, you know, doesn't matter. He's sports. Nobody more deserving than this guy right here. Works his tail off on the radio, on TV. So, JB, I thought that was awesome when I saw your name right there. I think you're up with Kerry Sharp.
Yeah, I'm competing against Kerry Sharp, who I absolutely love
and
adore.
Well, I voted for her.
So, you know, listen, I don't blame you. I think I might have, too. That's how much how much I love Kerry Sharp. But I appreciate the kind words, Hammer. It means a lot, and you know, like I said, it's crazy. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would be nominated for something like that, and I know people say this all the time. It's an honor just to be nominated. Would I like to win? Sure, but to even be nominated as a sports guy that's not on the air a whole lot for whoever to think that much of me that I could be one of the best, you know, TV personalities in this city. The city's been so good to me for the last going on 10 years. You know, it's very humbling, and I'm honored.
By the way, if John wins, it will cost Channel 5 and our station money.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because we're going to have to widen the doors to get your head in
well,
it.
Well, you know, when I sit down to negotiate my next contract, you know, I've got that in my back pocket. Right, Hammer?
There you go. That means you're going to use it against me to take away from my weather time.
That's right. No. Come on. Let's not get crazy.
Weather time.
John, Booby, congrats on the award, but I still have to get more airtime than you.
Thanks, Andrew.
It's awesome, guys. All right. Y'all have a great
appreciate
day.
Love you, Hammer. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
That's cool. Good to hear from him. Hey, let me tell you about Budmore State Farm Insurance, 3245 Franklin Road, right in the heart of West Murfreesboro. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Budmore State Farm Insurance, auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of those above, offering banking products, annuities, help with so many different ways in insurance business. State Farm experience since 1972, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to have to find out if my policy covers my pool that is gone.
The pool is gone, man.
It's in Percy Priest Lake right now. So I got to figure that out. But anyway, on top of everything else, Bud's a good friend. I've known him. I've had 2 homes since I moved to Middle Tennessee, both in Rutherford County, and both insured by Bud Morris State Farm Insurance. That phone number for that staff of more than 100 years combined experience, 615-893-1417. The online place to find them, budmorris.biz. Phone lines are full. We'll get to them coming up next.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
F&M Bank phone line is full, 615-844-5600. We'll get to you in the order you've gotten to us. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I got a good question for old JB there.
What's good, man?
Your Impact Wrestling, has it left Nashville for good?
No, they'll be back. They're in Vegas. They're going to do Bound for Glory, and they're going to tape some shows out in Vegas. But they'll be back here probably next month, probably sometime mid-November, right before Thanksgiving. They'll be back.
Okay, you going to be back with them?
Yes, sir. Plan to.
That's pretty good entertainment down there. But
yeah, you know what? It's if you haven't watched Impact Wrestling, folks, you're a wrestling fan, give it a try. It's on Access TV every Thursday night, 7 to 9 here locally. We do the pre-show, the hour pre-show, myself and Josh Matthews and Gia Miller. We have a lot of fun with it. So, yeah, give Impact a try if you're looking for some wrestling sports entertainment, right?
Right, it is entertainment, but it was a good time. I enjoyed. Went out and got some free passes. Went down it.
Nice.
Really enjoyed it.
Awesome, man.
But, all right, thanks. For
all right. Okay, take care, brother.
And you got some plug Sportsline tonight.
Oh yeah, Sportsline tonight. I've got some of my buddies from the NWA coming in. We got Crimson and the champion Nick Aldis. They're coming in. They're going to be join me in studio live tonight on Sportsline. Looking forward to that.
All right.
News Channel 5 Plus.
Evident Bank phone line again. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve-O.
Thanks for keeping my brother and Brian out of trouble there. In Atlanta.
I didn't say I did that.
That's a full-time job. That is a full. The only downside of being a big sports fan and traveling to see your team is it doesn't come out on your side, but that's still a fun environment. The third baseman's name slips my mind, but he kept you in the game last night.
Oh, yeah, Urias. Yeah, Urias.
Gracious. He made some, like, I don't know if you could see it in the stadium, but the ball Dansby hit took a weird hop off the left.
Oh, yeah. It about took his head off, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His reactions are unbelievable. But that and the ball that Kane almost caught when he ran into the fence a couple nights ago, that guy's an athlete, but. That's tough year, so it's hard to leave that many guys on base. But I guess the Vol fans are happy Gruden didn't take that job when he was always rumored to be in Knoxville.
Can you imagine what a blank point. Show that would be
well,
right now?
Up until this year, he's highly qualified.
I know. They avoided a disaster there, man. That guy, what a dummy. I don't understand people that, one, have that mindset, and two, put in writing these day and age. I mean, that's... I don't. Hopefully, these kids and everybody learn something. Social media is permanent. So somebody.
What did Coach Herman Edwards say, Steve-O? Don't press send. Remember that?
Exactly. Yep. It's sad that all those thoughts are in his mind. But yeah, he definitely. Hopefully, he won't get a paycheck to go away. But I'm sure he will. Some things like that always seem to work out. He's okay financially, but. Anywho, I think Tennessee's on the right track. It's hard to say that as a Vandy fan, but they need to slow their roll. They didn't exactly beat anybody great the last 2 weeks, but they look better. But hopefully Commodores will score a touchdown this week. They haven't scored a point in the SEC
game. I'd take a field goal at this point.
I know. I would see it was a safety.
A safety, right.
can they spot us a point? I mean – That they kind of got screwed Saturday. It wouldn't matter, but that I think that was a touch. If it takes 10 to 15 minutes to review a play,
yeah,
it should just stand the way it's called. That's one thing I hate about review is when it drags on that long. If it's not obvious, just keep it as it's called and move on.
Thank you, Steve.
But then
I'm sorry. Have a good one. All right, yeah. Oh, by the way, Lawrence, getting ready to talk to Lawrence, and man, you got to have more patience. I guess then he really got nervous. He's going to have to say something nice.
He's
going
to have
Will
to
Smith.
Say something nice about Will Smith. All right.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for more than 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles, reviewing almost every car on the market, ranking the best ones in each category, so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. When you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And, you know, the cool thing is 20,000 miles, these vehicles, the top ones, the Edmunds editors document it, drive them, they maintain them, they keep up with it, report red flags, the routine ins and outs of it, and everything else you need to know. They are doing all the legwork for you. There's no way in the world on one test drive or two test drives you can figure out everything you need to do. And outside of buying a home, for most people, that's your largest investment is your vehicle. So certainly get it right. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. Hire them, you hang. We'll get to you right after the break.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly cloudy with an isolated shower, high 84. Partly cloudy tonight, low 66. Thursday, partly sunny, high 86. Friday, cloud, sun, showers, and a thunderstorm. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of 8. Adios, Kazoos. Tomorrow morning, Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee will join us, and also TSU football coach Eddie George will join us. The Commodores head over to South Carolina, and TSU at Nissan Stadium against Tennessee Tech as well. So, should be fun. You getting out, Vrabel at noon today?
Yeah, Vrabel at noon, and then, you know, we got to see who's going to practice today. And I still have not seen official word about Avery Williamson being re-signed, but it's numerous reports say as much. So,
well,
good to have him back. Good guy, good linebacker, and, you know.
Well, the news of the day was Ty Cimbrello just out of the blue. I don't know if it's out of the blue or not. It was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Retiring, put on the reserve retired list.
Yep.
According to reports, not happy with the offensive line, the way he was used by Coach Keith Carter. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know if any coach is ever going to make any player happy completely, right?
Well, you know.
Not supposed to.
I mean, you know, players hated playing for Parcells and Belichick, but they knew if I play for them, and I'm probably going to win. You know what I mean? So.
And Brett Kern.
I wasn't crazy. Put it this way. I like my high school football coach, Jerry Carigliano. Shout out Coach C. A lot better now than I did when I was playing for him. You know?
Did he ever grab your face mask and do that?
No.
Back then,
you'd
snap somebody.
But, you know, we won, you know? So. Yeah.
Well, Avery Williamson, of course, a fifth-round draft pick out of Kentucky back in 2014. Started here 4 years. He was signed by the Broncos to their practice squad. So if the Titans sign him, they have to put him right away to the 53-man because you can't pull from practice to practice.
So that tells me Jayon Brown is going to be out a while.
Yeah. And also, you know, I mentioned Brett Kern with the COVID reserve 19. Man, he's just having a rough go of it this year. And also, Jeff Fisher responds to the John Gruden thing of the drafting of Michael Sam, you know, out of Missouri, who had come out publicly as gay, and that Gruden essentially said that Goodell pressured the Rams in St. Louis at the time.
That's a wide belief, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not been founded or substantiated, but that's been a common belief.
Well, Jeff Fisher denied it.
So. Because Goodell and Fisher were very close and still are, I would imagine. So
anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows with that?
Also, one of our top stories, obviously, official announcement coming up at 1 o'clock. Matthias Ekholm and the Preds agreed to a new four-year, $25 million contract. So one of the guys who's the heart and soul of this team is going to be around for a while. So that's good news for Nashville.
Yosi Deal's next.
Yep.
That's the one that's going to be.
He's going to be a forever predator like Pecorine. Yeah, he's not going
anywhere.
Gotta
get him signed.
Yep.
He can on the open market.
Oh, who wouldn't want Roman Yosi on their team, man?
Nashville SC ever going to play again?
They can't let him go.
What, next Wednesday night?
Yep, next Wednesday. International break right now. USA actually plays tonight. So
Who do they play?
They play, I believe, Costa Rica tonight. So Walker Zimmerman has actually been starting and captaining the USA. So that's been pretty cool for him.
Yeah. So they only have two more home matches? Is that what I saw?
Only two more, yeah.
Wow. That's a good reminder. We've got to get Drake Hills back on the show. Mm-hmm.
Next week before those games, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe he's on his international break, too.
Yeah. He's that dude, man.
Hey, well, thanks the last couple days being out.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's been a whirlwind, really, because I went to the Rolling Stones concert Saturday night, and I don't care if they're 108 years old. Yeah. They get it. They just get it. In Bridgestone Arena, Nissan Stadium. It was outside, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Nissan Stadium.
Well, did you hear what happened to Kaharski? He never made it to Jacksonville for the game because he went to the Stones Saturday night, and there was all kinds of issues at the airport with certain airlines, and his flight got canceled.
I'm sure he was pleasant. He was very pleasant. He's such a kind
when Vrabel came out for the post game and saw he wasn't there, he kind of had a quizzical look on his face.
Probably one of joy.
Shout out, Paul. Hope you're well.
Plaz this afternoon at 2 o'clock and the afternoon stretch. I guess they're still got it, right?
I don't know. I don't listen. How would I
and Ray Dosky.
Ray Dosky.
All right. We'll be back in here tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening.
Bruno Reagan.